Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin. It's not going to, listen, people of God, God is not only elevating him, God is elevating you. God is coming to help you. I said, God is elevating you. If you let him sit down on your feet and let him pull you off. We got your back, Pastor. We got your back. We don't need just anybody standing in, but we need some cover. So we, God told me that you pray for stuff too. God told me you're a praying man. He told me you love God for real. That you're not here in time for love, Shasta. He told me you can cover him. He told me you would pray for him in the middle of the night if you called God. He told me you were a man for the job.
I'll be the one praising. Told you the things God said he would do. God is about to do the thing marvelous.
whatever God has done on him is going to come to drop on you. Try it. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here not by mistake. We're here on purpose. We're grateful for the privilege of being able to be asked. Of course, you know, prophetess Lucas was a friend of mine. Man, I loved her very much, and she loved me. Amen. It's a good thing when you can have and receive it.
Right, right.
When somebody loves you, they love you, love them. Amen. It's not all, it doesn't always happen. Amen. I am so excited about this beat breaking. Because when I got ready, getting ready and dressed, I wore the color, tried to get in the color this morning of your colors. I left it here, I left it here. When I got home, of course, you know, if you have things and you want to change. So I went in the closet and got another one. I'm going to put on some lavender shoulder. St. John. I put it on. And the Lord said, take it off. He made me take it off. He said, put that on the brown thing you bump around in. He said, because brown is the earth. And you've borne the image of the earthly too long. Oh, that scripture tells somebody that you've borne the image of the earthly too long. It's okay to be here, but you cannot bear the image of the earthly. He said, so the brown is representing the earth and the ground and the dirt. He said, but the bees are, they come from the water. There. What y'all call me? Where they come from? Where's that? He said, I'm getting ready to bless the people of God from the water to the land. He said that the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Told me to tell you, get ready for the blessings about to drop. It looks like to be the bees are breaking and they about to drop. I feel a drop in this place. I feel an attitude as if, Lord, whatever you tell us is important, that it's not about the way we look on the outside. So I don't care what you think about the bees being broke. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me that I don't have on the same job that I wanted to put on that was purple or lilac. It didn't matter to me. The Lord says, you don't need that to preach what I need to tell you.
Okay.
So let's go. Y'all ready? God bless you, woman of God. Bless you. Bless you. Some awesome women of God. Amen. Awesome. Keep doing great things. God has his hands on you. 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 And we're grateful. Amen. Real quickly, let's see if you chose the scripture. We chose Romans 8. Is that right? Romans 8:37. Nay, in all things, these things, we are more
right
than conquerors through him that loved us. Before I share with you, I want you to know, I was excited today. It was one of the most exciting days of my life today. This is one of the most exciting days. Because I went to no season. But we went outside, got ready to get in the car, one of the brothers of this church shared with me, and maybe he'd had some of you that he shared it with. He and his wife were standing. He says to me, I wanted to be able to speak to you, prophet. I'm so glad to be able to see you. And I said, thank you so much. He was standing very close to me. And the way he was talking, I thought he was talking about how he had loved us so long. So I was like, you know, you used to people tell me how much I love you. I thank God for Easter Church and if anybody is in Detroit, of course. But our Easter, the saints that came from have great Easter with Bishop. God bless you. Wave like this. So glad to see you. I really, really am. So glad to see you. Love you so much. Amen. And Bishop has been in Chicago until late last night. Didn't get home until early this morning and preach today, and he's here. So I think that deserves a hand. Thank you, Bishop. Glory. And don't worry, man, that God's elevation does come when there's some humility. And then when God has given you the right person that will push you to your place. There are some women that will not know who they have and who God has given them to handle. Given handle me. I know you don't want to hear that. I decided I want to be in group three. I'm in group three. I don't know what group y'all chose, but I'm in group three. A daily plan. Bam! You know. Huh? Amen. And then it was group four. That should have gone way over the top.
Right. Yeah. Sure, sure. That's
and,
right.
And you know I'm the kind of person that say everything I think.
Right.
Everything comes to my mind.
Say it
so
properly.
To me,
that's right.
I'm scared, y'all.
Right.
Because she brought forth and said this, men are first. Did
that
what she said?
That's what she said.
Yeah, she said, men, you know, God made men, and then she just act like women was just on the side somewhere.
Right.
Just hanging out. But what happened?
Come on now.
That was how you look.
I'm
not just praying. Just praying that y'all put nothing in the water. No, I love men, and I know that men can run out rough, out reckless.
Right.
They can pick us up and then pick up something else. They can pick you up and the baby. You know what I'm saying? So I know that men are much stronger. God has planned something so supernatural for them to be in the front.
Right.
And then when they pick the right mate, they will. When God has given them a good picker, but you know, some of the pickers are off. Freak. So here's the deal. I'm in group three. And everybody's in group three. Clap your hands. Everybody in group three. Not all of us in group three. I'm like group three. Because group three was a plan. They focused. Group two was outstanding. Group one. At first I was like, I'm in group one. And when group three came out, I was like, no, I'm giving you three. I know some of you were thinking like that because they are pushers and demon chasers. Bad stuff off. They know things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. When I had an opportunity and his brother was standing with me, he's at the car, he's close to me. He was talking and I'm listening. He was talking as if he loved us and he loved the Hatton. And he really loved the Hatton. And then when I got the real gist of it, he was telling me how long he's hated us. I say, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, this is my best day. I feel so good. He said, I hated y'all for 15 years. I say, yeah. I hated you, your husband, that teacher, the little children of yours, every time the cats come anywhere near me, I hated them. I was hoping he'd be here tonight. I told him I was going to testify. That's what he did. I'm still going to testify with him without him.
My God.
And I'm sure the pastor knows what I'm talking about. He said it. I preach, I'm so excited. I want people to tell his testimony, and I think he should tell it. Because what I want you to know, thanks to God, that people don't have to love you for you to get where God's taking you. Then there's an excitement of the idea. I knew this, that after he said, I've been healed, he said that the person that God used to heal me was you. I'm not a healer, but God let me lay hands on him. I thought that was awesome. Because I have decided that what we're going to do is get new mindsets. People are wrong. If the enemy has made you dislike somebody and they've never done anything to you, that's me really awful. God, it's not me today. I'm telling you, you're talking about somebody I love. That's his brother. He and his wife. I'm in love with them so already. Oh my God. He said, I hated you for 15 years. He was able to get deliverance. Some of you sitting in here still hating some people. And you think you gonna get some for this second moment. It's one of my best days. The Bible says, blessed. I give you when men revile you and say, oh, let me forgive you falsely. For the name's sake. And so I hate you would have the nerve to be able to say, I hate you. How are you telling me how much you love her? How much can you hear good? Take a moment. Before God, I thought he was telling me that he loved you. Do you hear that all that? Oh, we just love you, heaven. Oh, I love the teacher that teaches heaven. I love Gerald, you know, Gerald his song. Oh, my God. And then Clarita, what she's doing. And they'll tell me all that David and all around the world doing stuff. Because all of them are doing things around the world. They write songs for people all around the world. So I thought he was telling me how much he loved. And then I said, yeah, and I really hated y'all. I said, ooh. Clean my ears. I am not going to say that all the time. And he said, I hate you. Thanks to God, you ain't doing nothing to us, so I hate you. You need somebody to hate you. You are anointed enough for somebody to despise. You know, you can't hold your breath. Oh, I got a word, I think I have a word. May in all days, we are more than conquerors. And when the Lord let me know when I got up this morning, got here, the Lord said, tell the people of God, it's important that they realize the color in which they chose. You chose the color of lavender. You chose purple, the color in the purple family. You chose that. And this means that you chose what you chose. It's a unique and outstanding color. Look at it. And look at it. Begin to look at lavender or purple. In the purple family, purple, like resting. That's what it means. Peace, peace. It means gentlemen, when I got ready to leave out of the house, the Spirit of the Lord. So tell the woman of God and the people of God that there are some things that invade the beauty of God with them. There are you that are cold, but you are rushing to be married, but you are not ready. Some of you are married in a long time. You have not listened to God and the direction of God, so you have confusion going on around you. cry to God before destruction and the Holy Spirit to God. Number one is holy. Number two is love of self. This is what makes the beauty of a woman, a godly woman, unforgiveness. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. God, I can't have God. It pains me to tell me, you've got to forgive that, because I'm truly people of God. Sometimes you've been hurt, you've been wounded, and look like that thing. Over and over again, it comes up in your mind, it comes over again, it looks like you can't hardly get past what happened to you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's sometimes it even starts from child. You can't hardly forget. You can't hardly forget that there's been abuse. You can't forget that somebody did something or talked about you or said something to you. It comes to you every time you look around. That thing comes back and you remember who it did it, who said it. So over and over, there is unforgiveness. Sometimes you dealt with a relationship and you have a marriage and home and in your household. Every now and then, every other month, every week, you say you forgive. And then it comes again. Yes, the bitterness that will go out like a root. God has a root of the thing that enemy waters it with your words. He waters it with what you say.
My.
The bitterness that springs out of Hebrews is watered with your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell somebody I got to watch what I
say. Watch what I say.
There's some forgiveness and there's nothing. There's an honor for a man to glory, to cease or strife. But every fool will be messy. Busybody, tailbearer, not forgiving. Not attending, not praying. Love. Number of the mattress. Let me tell you about the adulterated Jews. This walk with God is important in order to stay beautiful.
Yes.
God, beauty is coming from the inside out. To make people resist. I was in a gentleman's head. This wonderful thing happened to me today. I'm telling you, I'm going to have to be a praise dance. I'm going to try not to do that because y'all think I'm crazy. I get real drunk. You know, when I pray. So I'm going to try all I can to wait until I get home. And this is why I think I'm crazy. But he's used to it. I started it out 37 years ago.
God.
beautiful life. I was almost thinking, well, what did I do? He said, forgive me. Forgive me for how I felt. Forgive me. This woman said, God is about to call people to repent for what they've done to him.
You got it.
full and a cover. Not good enough. Except you, God. You lost. If you are nasty, Father, you will not win. You won nothing. If your tongue is sharp, and every time you talk with somebody, you call them a sucker. You just look beautiful. But you're broke. You just look gorgeous. But if you look close enough, you can't stand on your own. You might be something that everybody's looking at and saying it's gorgeous. You are, it's not underneath you. You're broke. I can't speak to you when you can't speak to me. You're broke. You look good on the outside, but the realness of you is broke. I'm telling you, I've had this hanging around in my house. I can't do this. It'll only stand for a while. Because half of the bottom of it is out there. The foundation. So then, because of kind of the way we are, how we can change things and move, we'll flip it upside down and try to act like it's okay, but it's still broke. It's purple and it's wearing everything that we should have on today, but it's still broke. In fact, I was so bent on it. I said, Lord, you're going to make me wear brown and then beads. And then I said, okay, then I'm going to put me a purple thing around my waist so I can be in the color. He said, yeah, but if you have the look, if you're not kind, you're still broke. In fact, it's so sharp at the end, it could cut anything and get anywhere near it. I get close enough. In fact, my adjutant, imagine, Garrison said to me, let me take that for you. Be careful. Promise, be careful, because you won't cut yourself. Because the edges are sharp. Why should I have to worry about putting somebody with you because of your tongue? Why do we have to pick? Oh, say, don't go to the phone with her, because she'll go with her. Cut people. Cut people. People that are cut. Cut people. You got to be here. You're fighting, and you're using, I'm all within a conqueror. Fighting with your tongue, you're fighting with your attitude, you're fighting with your mannerism, you're doing your neck and you ain't speaking to people. You're nasty, you're naughty, you're ungodly with your thoughts. Tell somebody that I can't stand because it comes from you. No, look at y'all's face. Y'all are just the one that's been cutting. Because there's some people at home, but you don't cut them. There's some people that said, hey, I'm a nasty, but you, with your nasty way, cut them. We've been trying to build a church a long time, and God told hit you, excuse me, the blood. Come on, look into the blood. Oh, I wish I had ketchup. I told me so. Today, pray for me. Because kindness in Ephesians and being kind, the Bible says, that's not in your mouth. It could be. Have you ever met anybody that's so nasty and so rude, but then when they get in the church, they think, oh, shut up. No, they. Oh, That's all that is. It ain't nothing but a Shamana. It's a Shamana song. Ain't no Shamana Holy Ghost. But you can't tell me being nasty with the Holy Ghost that that Spirit of God don't remind you that you were unkind and that you don't go back and tell somebody I'm sorry. You ain't got the Holy Ghost. You lied. You need to go back to the altar one more time. Number two times quietness. The work of the righteous shall be peace. Some people love to get a card and sign it. You won't tell them. You won't, when you get to church, you won't get them. Yeah, girl, I'm gonna get wait on me. Okay. Don't get them till I come.
Wait till I get there.
Let me tell you the secret. I'm telling people about, I don't know why I'm going this way today, but I had to do what God tell me and forgive me. But I'm telling you how we're going to grow this church. I'm going to be quick. I'm going to give you instructions. God said this church would grow. If you will follow instructions, we're going to be in Joshua. We're going to deal with it. We're going to do what God told you to do. If you don't do it, it's only all about it. I'm just reminding you again that God said, let's be up. Can somebody come and tell him that Sister Chris don't like him? Sister Robinson, I'm using her because Chris don't like him. And you over here, you are crazy. No, you got to cover Chris. See, I don't know why we don't know that we just keep peace. You want to keep quietness in the church. You want to start quiet. Now, I know I'm going to be preaching, but I'm preaching. It ain't the kind of preacher you used to. You want me to say, and be quiet. But I'm going to say, yeah, you be quiet. Because we're trying to build, and every time you look around and there's a little riot, you run to it. And you haven't learned how to bring it under. Bring it under. Shut it down. Because we got to build. And we don't have but a few days to do it. Y'all ain't helping me, but I'm helping myself. There's still me. You got to learn to be, and you call it, oh, I'm so pretty, and I've got stones. My bag is stones. But if you're not kind, if you're not peaceful, this is ugly. You know what? To me, it's worth it. To God, this is ugly. I got a child. I got to be a stone man. You got a stone heart. Because what's going on up with you is what's on the outside is on the inside too. So yeah, you got this beautiful bag that's a stone bag that's valuable. Oh, I paid money for this bag. I would dare pay the money I paid for this bag when I had it. This bag must be 20 years old. Who dare pay that? I mean, this bag is dumb. When you start going to the Lord, some stuff becomes dumb. And then I can see, what is my heart looking like this? It's stony. But it's my heart stony. Because your soul has ever had somebody you ask to forgive you and they say, I'll think about it. Stony. I'll pray about it. You go, pray about forgiveness. How many have somebody say, well, I'll just pray. Raise your hands and tell the truth. Come on, raise it up high so people can see this real. People, especially. this song that if you're going to show me human, because I got another hour of a criminal who is just going to be late. But if you don't let me, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to push it in the air. Get through you. Bishop driving down the street, and there's a person in the country music. They says, people say, God is great, God is good, but people are crazy. And what's the part he put in there? Because you know what? They said, you know, it's a country song, and it says that people do this, people do something stupid, and then they say, people are crazy. You know, so slow. He wrote and say, God is good, God is great. People, that's what I said, but people are great. Special. So y'all they say, I ain't gonna tell them for real anyway. Okay? I ain't telling them. Meekness. Paul wrote this. Meekness. The long suffering. For bearing one another in love. For bearing one another in love. For bearing one another in love. I got the purple. I got the lavender. And this is a seal. So I'm the Lord to tell them, remind them that they can't come until there's a recall. I need you to come with me. I need you to come with me. My purple. The beauty of this hat.
Right.
If the church don't cover me. Some people teach that you've got to cover your head. What good is it if you got a scattered brain?
That's right, Prophet.
Your head's covered, but you say anything out of your mouth. So you covered your head for anything that you thought you should say, or anything that you thought you should do. You do it. Remember, and if you don't mind me sharing with you, no one's going to pass the cover. What I say, get me. I'm not getting rid of her. She's been with me since she was a child. I was afraid that cover. Go ahead. Oh, get her away from her. She's made a mistake. She's done this. Get rid of her. I'm coming for you.
Yes, Lord.
Get rid of her. If there's a mistake, then why can't you tell me I made a mistake and then heal me and keep me? Why don't you destroy your wounds then? When the church is a place of covering. It's a place of covering. So people call me other names. I had to try to out. I said, go to Rochester, Michigan. Stand and watch her walk. Get her back, Mr. Goody. But maybe she is a coffin. She's been pulled away from you. 15 years ago, she's allowed me to be. She's got an opportunity to watch her walk.
My God.
She's dead. And I remember it was as if it was my own birth child. I didn't try to take that from me. And I put all this love in her. And then nobody wanted me to destroy it. I'll cover you.
My my God.
I'll cover you. I'll surround you. And when it appears that something is going to get to you, I'll cover you. I feel just, give me my hand, girl. If you want to be a real woman of God, you got to change the things that come out of your mouth. How you handle people. How you handle children. How you handle your husband. Sometimes it's not always like you want it to be. But there is a wisdom. Great men. Me and Pat, great help. So, when I got ready to marry him, almost 37 years ago, did your God didn't be? He said, don't marry him. I had come.
Every one of them. Every single one.
for Kitty, for Barry, one of my forgiveness that you come. The people on this table, people of God, let me give you this one. For the blood, people of God, you have the love. You have the work. You have to walk on this thing. You have to be in the presence of God until you get what it takes to be able to heal them. The church is a church. This is not a club. Oh, I'm going to tell you. Did I make y'all think that was a club? Oh, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Touch your neighbor, didn't this ain't no club? This is a love church. Tell us, didn't this ain't the house that Jack built? It's in the Lord's house. Tell them one more time that this is the Lord's house. But not people on the inside. All the purpose. All the passion. You see? All the joy. You see? Beautiful. You look like a genie, but you stay. Like a fool. You got everything you need. Oh, beautiful.
Wash.
assume that a man of it will turn into a monster. Pull for the garments. Do for the babe. They should even be spoken of in the house of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're thinking about it. Become healed and never on the inside. Become all that God says you are inside. Don't judge people because they have a stubble. But don't judge people because they have nothing. It is the spirit of kindness, gentleness, patience, temperance. You hear me? Tell somebody that we're about to work these fellows. You are more than conqueror. If you're fighting with fruit, stand on your feet and let your God praise like that. Come on and give God praise. Come on and give God praise. We glorify you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You better run, Mother Ryan. Come on, you. You better run.
Oh, yeah, we really don't work you. He's going to get the young folks.
like crazy. Pastor, would it be all right if we had a Holy Ghost party? Okay. Pastor said we could have a Holy Ghost party. Ladies and gentlemen, what night is Bible study? Wednesday night, I want you to call for a Holy Ghost party. Y'all scared? That will be the youth of the church. Where are the youth? Where are the young folks? Okay. Where's the youth president? Come here, baby. Come on. You're so there. I can tell. Don't be a Holy Ghost party. I want you to come here. People keep going looking for the young people. That would be crazy. There's a lot of young people that didn't get out of school and they need something to do. And Pastor, you said it out loud with everybody hearing it. You say, I said, let's have Holy Ghost party. You said, let's do it. So let's do it. I want you to put it on email. I want you to put it on Twitter. That Wednesday night there's going to be a Holy Ghost party. I want all the young people to come in the middle of the hour real quick. Up with that. We have the Holy Ghost party. Go tell them. Go, can he talk with you? Go tell them that we have the Holy Ghost party. All young people in the middle have the Holy Ghost party, Grandpa. Girl, you do just sit around like you're the old people. What's wrong with y'all? If it was enough to me, you know I'm 50 months tall. And it was, I would have got right in the middle. In the middle of it. Y'all know my son wrote me in the middle of it. Yeah, he wrote me. So I'll be right up in the middle of it. Don't go. Because these are the people you're looking for on the turn. Now, how many friends you got? Think about the cats you can call and they'll come to a party. 10, I want 10 people here to get with you. You promise? Feel it. That's 10. Shake your hand. Shake your hand. How many people, young people, you know that you might be able to bring that win? Tell you. If you don't get that big number, if it's nobody, if it's two, if it's one, count them. You got a real friend. If they don't want to, then they ain't your friend. How many can you bring? Come on, baby. Take that much time. What's all you need? Two. Okay, that's 10, 12. How many kids you bring? You plop. Okay, that's 10, 12, 3. That's 15 extra people. How many are you going to bring with you? 1, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Girls, you can bring a whole lot. There's a whole lot of ones who want to follow you. You just didn't know. How many you can bring? Tell the truth, guys. I'm talking if you work that. If you tweet, what if you put on Facebook and ask them to come and meet you Wednesday night and it's a party? Kids, you problem? Be like, how many did I say we had? 22, we had 32. Now, girl, you can get your car, drag, put a bunch of them in there. Okay. Okay. Would you send somebody? How many? Did you try that? Okay. You spread the word, try to get at least 3 by Wednesday. 32, 35, somebody give you free. 36, 37, 38, 39, how many? 39, 40, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48. Okay. This is important, y'all. We will have an extra. If everybody in here that has a young person in your family, a grandchild or a child that you can send for Wednesday night to the party, raise your hand and tell me you'll get one person or two to the party. How many is that around? Come on. How many are you going to get to the party? Okay, we already have been, how many? 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, there will be 56. We will have almost 100 young people besides you at the prom. Now, at this party, there needs to be like a DJ. It should be gospel. You know, they let them just clap their hands, whatever they want to do. You know, y'all just, you said it was a problem. You said we can have it. We have a problem. What was y'all do? Next problem. Next problem.
You feel it, I want you to move your feet when you know it's God.
But if you don't feel nothing, don't move your feet. But if you know God is anointed, shh. What touches you, I'm going to move your feet. There it is. There it is. There it is. God's anointed. God's purpose. There. I'm excited of you. How many fans y'all got? How many fans? God wants a fan in this church. There's an anointing on you to make it happen. You hear me? There's an anointing on you to make it happen. So if you and her and this one and this one, John and Paul, we'll have it soon. We need it now. Wait a minute, God just told me that somebody received some money and you didn't tell anybody. How are you going to? You don't want to tell nobody because you think somebody's going to ask you for something. God told me he'd tell you to put the money on. Who are you? You don't want to tell your business out loud. I don't want you to go to pastor and say, hello, they got that money. So I want to put the money down for the man. How can I say this so that nobody will know your business? I don't want you to tell so much. I just want you to raise your hand and say, it's true. It is true. Raise your hand and say, I know it's true. If you know it's the truth, if you know of somebody in the church that receives an amount of money, raise your hand and say, it's the truth. Get it in. Oh, I'm not a better group. So much money is pathetic. Jesus is pathetic. Somebody else. Tell them. I don't want you to tell who you are. I just want you to say that it's true. If you know it to be true, then raise your hand and say it's true. Somebody got some money. Y'all ain't want to tell nobody. You want to tell them. It's the truth. God wants a man in the church. And he wants it to come soon. And if you love God enough, tell the pastor that you're going to be the one. How many of God was speaking to you? You would do what God told you to do. Raise your hand. If it's you, we can trust you. You're on assignment. You're on assignment. You're on assignment. You're on assignment. You got to remind you. God is going to you to be the reminders of others. Because God said he'll bless your children. If you obey, God said, he'll bless your children. He said, you have somebody that's moved close to your heart that God needs to do something about. He said, if you obey him, he will bless them. You know what you ask God? Girl, you know I know. Do what I promise you. Clap your hands and love me. I'll let you go. Get it too long. Forgive. I don't want to do this, but just simply, how many of you took an envelope this morning, or you will take an envelope, or you will give a special offer tonight? You may be seated, go back to your seat. I don't want to make you feel like you own this place. You've already done a special thing. If I've known that you have been given envelopes at special times, I would have handled it differently. We would have all did it at one time. Amen. So tonight I'm asking if God has spoken to you directly tonight. I want you to say to the Lord, I trust you for this next move. And I want you to put something in your hand to prove it by sealing your gift. Do that right now. Just seal the deal with your gift. You've been giving all day and I wish you would do anything that you should. Just do it. For you that gave your $100 this morning, raise your hand. Say, I gave it. Raise your hand. Say, I did it. This all right. Give it to me, huh? Say, I gave it all. Come on, tell you. I'm so sorry. They have to push you at all. So quickly, just give. for you that weren't here this morning, raise your hand. Okay, if you that weren't here this morning, you should at least, if you could, give a wise God a gift that would be awesome. Give me that. Mm-hmm. If you weren't here this morning and you could give a wise God a gift, can you do that? Huh? Have some sweat. You look like you could give 5,000. I'm just telling the truth. You look like you got money in the treasury. You look like you got money in the bank. You look like you could give all the money we asked for. Say, George Patton, how much do you need? So that's what he looks like, don't he? Whatever position he holds, he got this he got this spot right here covered. Tell me, you really do.
Angels of Melody, God bless you. We love you.
I'll see you there.